the residents around home making what they call pottery.
Now, what do you call the thing that you put cut flowers in? What do y'all call that?
A vase.
Now, the eating utensils that you set at each plate, what do you use those? What do you eat with?
The fork, and we had, of course, the teaspoons that you ate your soups and things like that with the teaspoons. But your you would help your plate with that tablespoon. Mm-hmm. Then we had a large either metal spoon or wooden spoon that was used to stir your vegetables as they were cooking. It was called the stove spoon. Mm-hmm. That was a big large one so that it would mix the vegetables thoroughly. And we had what they called a sugar shell that went into the sugar bowl that you would dip your sugar out to go into your coffee or tea or, of course, we didn't know what cereal was during those days. But
yeah, and you had, of course, one other, if you wanted to cut steak, you'd have to use a...
We used just a regular case knife. Very few people that it wasn't such a thing as having silverware by the average family, and it was all just ordinary horn handled or bone handled regular kitchen knives, we'd call them, that would have the knife and the fork and the spoon set to each plate. And those knives were thin enough that they could be sharpened to use in cutting your steaks and or cutting your sausage or your ham. Yeah. Or a lot of us we kids, we'd forget the knife and fork and pick it up with our fingers. We could manage it much better.
Yeah. Now, after a sup time, you have to do what? You just simply take your dishes and you have to...
Take the dishes and they will put into a big pan of hot, soapy water. And they were washed in one until they were clean and then dipped into the second pan with hot water without any soap and set on a drain board that was made by hand out of wood for those dishes to drain and dry from the heat of that hot water.
And you dip them into
almost boiling water.
Clear water to do what to them?
To rinse them. Mm-hmm. That's right, to get the soap off of them and leave them to where, in other words, they were clean, no grease, anything left on them. Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, what did you call the cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Well, we called them the dish rag. And then we had a drying cloth then that was still larger. That was the last procedure in washing the dishes, is when they were to be put back into the cupboard, the dish cupboard. That's another thing that we mentioned the other day about storing the food in, what it was called other than the safe. It was called a cupboard. You could put food in the cupboard, or it was called a safe. Mm-hmm. And your dishes were stored in that safe to keep insects away from them. And your cooked food and milks were kept in there so that it would keep insects away from them.